to tears. And in spite of the weather, we can learn to make it together.
Ultimate Rock Radio with your host FR on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio
with your host FR. Fridays at 10 a.m.
Keep it locked.
Ultimate Rock Radio. Radio.
On WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Fridays at 10 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
Only here on WMFO.
And don't forget to check out UltimateRockRadio.com.
my biggest fan. I won't let you down. I won't let you down. I don't know they got me.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. My name is Janie. This is Slime Time Radio Hour, starting 12 minutes late. Sorry about that, guys. I slept in. That's the truth. The truth is, I slept in 7 minutes too late, and I missed my bus. And I had to catch a second one. So, that's my bad, guys. But don't worry, we're back on track. What you just heard was Perfect Imperfections by Flower Child and Mac Keane? I just can't be too sure. Anyway, I've got a more chill set today. I'm thinking, given the weather, if you can believe it, the wind chill is making it feel 10 degrees colder than it actually is outside. So I'm dressed entirely inappropriately. My inner layer is too warm and my... was it too breezy, and my outer layer is too warm, too insulated, so I'm having some problems with the weather. Hopefully I get another shot to change my jacket out and try again. But yeah, let's just keep going into the music. Coming up next, we have Bleeding Love by Leonia Lewis.
Was enough and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy. Oh. keep me from falling. Hey, hey. But nothing's greater than the rest that comes with your embrace. And in this world of loneliness, I see.
Since I'm sure you're all curious, you might be like, Jenny, how's your week? Great question. Well, let me tell you, it was quick. I feel like I was just here. It was so fast. I couldn't believe it when I realized I had to go on the radio again. Was just jumping for joy. Well, my mom came to visit me earlier this week, which was freaking awesome. And then my aunt and uncle came to visit me just a few days ago, which was also freaking awesome. So saw a good portion of my family. That was great. Had a few free meals. Thank you to my family. Had a great time with that. And we deinstalled the exhibition that I had up. Awesome. Restored that gallery room to a crisp white wall cube. Classic. And now we're doing work pickups. So if you happen to be listening and you had artwork in our show, come pick it up, please. Yeah, it's the whole thing. Anyway, so I've had a pretty busy week, I would say. I have to get back in the studio in a really serious fashion. And famously, we're kind of nearing graduation. More than graduation, we're nearing the end of classes, okay? It's coming up. It's at the end of April. And we're into April now. We're about 2 weeks into April, which is really, really bad news for me, personally. Because the amount of work I have to get done between now and the end of April, it's not great. So I was reviewing my schedule with my professor the other day. We were doing critique on my senior thesis, and I was like, well, here's what I'm thinking. Here's the schedule I have. And my professor went, okay, that's like technically possible, which, you know, not great to hear, but it's true. It's kind of technically possible. So there's definitely going to be, you know, a bit of a squeeze. Studio every day. Every day I'm in the studio. And then, you know, maybe it'll happen. I'm sure it'll be fine. And you know what? It's moments like these on the radio that really pull me through. And you know what's going to pull us through together? Lovers in the Parking Lot by Solange. was I Don't Even Know If I Should Call You Baby by Soul Family Sensation. So freaking good. Yeah, huge fan of that one. And wow, I discovered it on Instagram. There's a profile I follow. She's a DJ and she gives these like awesome recommendations and I take all of them. And as per the request of my favorite listener, Shannon, second favorite listener, my aunt also listens, sorry. My second favorite listener, Shannon. I'm going to give you guys, I don't know if you recall, but last week I was saying, I got to get an allergy test. I'm a little bit nervous. I don't know how things are going to go. Well, let me tell you how things went. Also, in case you're wondering, in the background, we have Riding Into Blue by Inga Hump. Humpy? Hump. Anyway, so here's what happens. I get to MGH. I'm a little bit late, which is shocking to me because I was with my mother, and my mother is famously punctual. Anyway, we got a little distracted. But we get to our allergy appointment. We get in there. We get called back. We go back there. And our doctor, Dr. Wolfson, shout out. She's serious business. She comes in. She was wearing flats, which I was like, I've never seen a doctor wear flats because I feel like that would be like super uncomfortable, you know, to wear flats all day. That's how you know she meant business. Anyway, she comes in. She's like, okay, what are you allergic to? And I'm telling her, I'm like, hey, girl, listen. It was this whole thing. She was like, oh, yeah, show me your arm. I show her my gnarly burn on my arm. And she's like, wow, that's tough. Ow. And I went, yeah, pretty much. And she was like, and so it says on your records, could you just explain to me how you burned yourself? And I was like, I was making paper. I was cooking bark. And she said, yeah, that's what the records said. But I just had to double check. And I was like, yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, that is a true thing that happened. And she went, okay. And we're going through, running through it. And basically, I am allergic, maybe, to ciproandoxy. I forget what the full doxycycline and ciprofloxacin, I think. Anyway, those are two pretty major antibiotics, and she was like, okay, that's not great, because apparently, as I've learned, you can't really test for that. She was basically like, we could do a skin test, where basically they, like, put it on your skin, and they, like, poke you, and it goes into your skin, and she was like, but, if it's positive, it could just be that your skin was irritated. I said, then what's the freaking point? And she said, well, I mean, the only good result is if one is positive and one is negative, and then you take the negative one, and then you just assume you're allergic to the positive one. And I was like, okay, but what if that doesn't happen? She was like, then we don't know. Because she basically was like, we can't give you the medicine you might be allergic to just in case your reaction gets worse. And I was like, and I can see how that would be dangerous. She was saying, honestly, most drug allergies you grow out of, like about 5-10 years, you just kind of goes away. So she was like, you could just avoid it for 5 years and come back to it. But she said, if I get a tick bite, I'm kind of screwed, because doxycycline is like important for tick bites. And I was like, okay, well, I'm famously from the state of tick. I'm from New Jersey. So it's really, that's a little bit concerning. And she was like, well, the second drug that they give you for tick bites is amoxicillin. Guess who's allergic to amoxicillin? That would be me. She was like, but you were a baby, so, and it's been more than 10 years since you were a baby, so I think you'll be fine. Let's test your amoxicillin allergy. So I'm going to get my amoxicillin allergy tested. They call it the amoxicillin challenge. But basically, you like take a teeny tiny little bit of amoxicillin, and then after you're fine, hopefully they give you like a full dose, and then after you're fine, you're not allergic to amoxicillin anymore. And that would be Distant Lover by Marvin Gaye on the background. Anyway, so I've had a pretty fairly brief appointment. It was basically just a consultation. But she did tell me some important information. Because I've been told as of late that you're not supposed to take Benadryl anymore, which was kind of like number one go-to antihistamine growing up, but it makes you really sleepy. And as I've learned, it also has connections to dementia. If you take it frequently, it's pretty connected. So, hey, if you've been taking Benadryl, Obviously, I'm not a doctor, but a doctor told me secondhand medical advice that can't be trusted and that you should talk to your... I recommend you go talk to your allergist if you have allergies and you've been taking a lot of Benadryl. But anyway, she told me basically to take Zyrtec instead because it's way better and doesn't give you dementia. And it also doesn't sedate you, which is important. And I said, thank you, Dr. Wolfson. So, this not medical advice that I'm giving you and simply anecdotal advice that I heard from my doctor... I'm realizing maybe I might be a little bit sticky to be giving medical advice over the public radio. But, you know, just keep that in mind. If you're going to take Benadryl, do some research on the side effects. And speaking of that, let's get into our PSA for the hour, shall we? Okay, let's see. Children are naturally curious, so follow their lead. When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the station. That was our PSA. And let me tell you, I asked my mom recently, I was like, how soon did I start talking? Because I was curious. I have an older brother, so naturally that kind of sped up the process. Apparently he took quite a while to talk, because he was an only child at the time. But me, I was talking quick. And my mom told me I used to do this thing, which might be surprising to none of you, where ever since I was literally an infant, before I could talk, like, words, as soon as I could make sounds, pretty much, I would talk myself to sleep. I would just, like, start talking out loud until I fell asleep. And it's something I continued to do until, like, well into my adolescence, apparently. Now, do I remember that? No. Okay, but I've been told I talk quite a bit in my sleep. I've also been told that I growl in my sleep, like I make weird noises, which I guess is normal for most sleepers, but imagine the surprise of my roommates. But yeah, I will say I do have a roommate. You know, okay, so I don't know if you guys have this, but I have a friend. She was my roommate for only 1 year, but I think she might be my roommate forever. That's my roommate, you know? You bond when you live together in a room the size of a shoebox with someone. Pardon me. But anyway, my roommate, who's not my roommate anymore, both of us, you know, famously, we make a lot of noise in our sleep. She talks. But also, it's kind of like she's like half asleep when she does it, so sometimes she remembers. But that's kind of the only time I've ever seen her get super pissed off at me, is when she's asleep. But yeah, anyway, whatever. she's got a variety of interesting sleep habits, I would say. But yeah, that's how my allergy test went. That's how my week went. Let's see, what else happened this week? You know, I always forget how small of a city Boston is. I'm seeing everyone I know in places I wouldn't expect them to see them. I always feel like Tufts is way bigger than it is, because I could be, like, downtown and I'll see someone that I know from school and I'm like, oh yeah, Tufts. But I go, well, we're actually in a different place right now. But yeah, I was discussing with a friend the other day about how there's quite a few people from Tufts University who haven't really explored Boston. They just don't really go too far into Boston, which I find surprising and shocking, given that my freshman year, not to be unk right now, but my freshman year, the Green Line extension wasn't done. So the only way to get into Boston was to walk to Davis and then go from Davis, transfer to Green Line, get into Boston, or I guess take the Red Line into Boston. So back in the day, when you were commuting from SMFA, literally the only good option was to take the shuttle. Because if you missed the shuttle, you were screwed. Because then you'd have to get on the Green Line, get on the Red Line, walk from the Red Line. It was a mess, right? So now the Green Line extension makes it easy peasy, and people are not taking it. Can you imagine that? It's mind-boggling to me. You could get on the train and be in freaking Boston, Massachusetts, and instead you're going to stay here? I mean, granted, there's a lot of things to explore in Medford and Somerville. There's a lot of great things here. But they're not even doing that. Every time someone asks me for a recommendation of something to do in Boston, I'm like, come on, guys. I get all my recommendations from freaking, like, Instagram. That's a public resource. Anyway, I would recommend that. If you ever are like, man, what should I do in Boston? Go on Instagram. Look around. There's going to be something. But anyway, let's get into more music, shall we? This is going to be I'm in Love with You by DeBarge.
Ooh.
Marimba solo at the end? Crazy. You're crazy. And now I realize I've never said this before, but in case you were wondering, you're like, wow, I wish I could listen to these playlists that you make, Janie, for this show. Well, you're in luck. They're all on my Spotify account. So if you look up all one word, I am Super Pickle on Spotify, you'll be able to find all my playlists. And you're not allowed to make fun of my Spotify username because my dad made it for me when I was 13, okay? Not allowed. Anyway. But yeah, so if you're ever like, wow, that was so good, I wish I could listen to those exact songs again, no worries. It's on my playlist. It's on my profile. And the thing is like, I also, it feels a little egotistical to keep listening to my radio sets over and over again, but I do. Frankly, I do. It kind of feels like watching your Instagram story over and over again, which I also sometimes do. But that's okay, right? We all do it. Wait, we all do it. You know? A friend texted me the other day, and he also does the radios. I think it's Tuesday, 11 p.m. Miles, plug Miles, tune into his show. And you know what? You might as well tune in, because the other day he was like, hey, Janie, I want your musical nachos. Pass me some Rex. I said, whoa. And I realize that might be confusing to some of you. Nachos, what does that mean? So there was a tweet in like on Stan Twitter, like fandom Twitter, for some pop music girl, where basically they were accusing this girl of kind of like copying someone else, and they went, oh, she wants her nachos so bad. Okay, in terms of the copying, nachos being basically intellectual property that is copyable. And I imagine it probably comes from an original nonsensical tweet of someone wanting nachos. But anyway, now it's become sort of a thing. And my nachos are often coveted, I'll say, because I'm freaking cool. Anyway, so big ego boost. Thanks, Miles, for that ego boost. But yeah, you know, the other day, this Thursday, was portfolio review day at SMFA, which is basically when they invite a lot of like working artist professionals, different kinds, to come, and you sign up for a 20-minute slot. You sit down in front of them, and you go, here's my portfolio. And they go, awesome, here's my thoughts. And you go, great, I need a job. Do you have one? And they go, not really. So yeah, that's kind of what I did. And I was talking with a woman named Jody, who works, I think she teaches at MassArt, but we were having a great conversation. She liked my website, which, thank you. If you want to see my website, if you're like, Janie, what kind of artwork do you do? Don't worry, I have a website. If you go to janierue.com, that's my freaking website. Anyway, so she saw my website. She was like, I like what you got. And I was like, thank you. And I was like, Jody, the problem I'm having is I got too many options post-graduation. I could do anything. Do you know how that's pretty hard? In the sense where I could do a variety of pretty bad jobs. that would just be just okay. But I could do a bunch of them. But, like, you can kind of do that anywhere. So where do I go? What do I do? Which is obviously not really questions you should be asking your portfolio review day. My bad. But anyway, we talked about it. And what I'm coming to with this post-graduation Bachelor of Fine Arts sort of situation is I'm realizing, you know, kind of any major city I go to, there'll be something. There'll be a variety of bad jobs I could get. Maybe a good one, even. So if I can do that anywhere, I might as well pick the place I like, you know? So I'm deciding, I'm going to go where my freaking friends go. Me and my friends, we're going to pick a city and we're going to go there. We're going to live large on a tight budget. Well, we are artists, maybe. You know, I was talking to a guy recently who works in finance. Well, he works. I imagine he works. He goes to school for finance, but he also has a job. I don't know. But anyway, and he was basically talking about, he was like, if you have the chance to be an artist, you totally should do it, because not everyone gets that chance. And I was like, you know, I like the way you think. However, you know, currently I'm being blinded by the fact that I have to pay rent somehow. So, you know, a bit of a mixed bag. I think in the ideal world, in like, okay, obviously in my dream world, I could just be an artist and that would be it. But I feel like in my second dream world, slightly less dreamy, slightly more reality-ish, I would like a job that pays me a lot of money so I can make whatever art I want on the weekends. And now, that's kind of a tough ask, because a lot of jobs that make a lot of money, you know, you get a lot of homework, it seems like, after your job, and you have to go home and do more job, which I don't like. I don't like that idea. Granted, I don't think anyone does. But, yeah, so, you know, as you can imagine, my post-grad situation is a bit of a mixed bag. I can't stop saying that. Everything's a mixed bag. Everything's a mixed bag. But you know what? It's okay. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. A lot of adults I talk to, they have the overwhelming impression that I'm going to be completely fine, which is the least helpful sentiment I've ever heard in my life. Because something has to happen in order for me to be fine. And that's kind of the thing I have questions about. I understand I'm going to be fine. I'll be totally fine. But what's going to happen that's going to make me fine? You know what I mean? You with me? But yeah, anyway, apparently my entrepreneurship minor will take me far. I'll be able to figure it out. But yeah, I have, you know, I have my cool website. I've been working very hard on it. It takes for freaking ever. A website, I would say, is similar to the Sisyphean boulder, because the problem is, no matter how much cool stuff you make, you're always going to have to freaking update your website. The more stuff you make, the more you have to freaking update your freaking website, bro. It's never done. You always have to go back to the website. It's so annoying. Anyway, let's lift our spirits post-website discussion. This is going to be You and I by DeBull.
I'm
My hair has been a bit of a mess as of late. I'm growing it out from an incredibly short bob, and now it's kind of past my shoulders, which, not to brag, but my hair grows pretty fast. But yeah, it's kind of growing out in a bit of a crazy way, and I've been, you know, kind of hacking at the front at my own free will. You know, hacking might be a strong word. I feel like I'm doing a not bad job. But it is, you know, at a certain point, because I don't want to cut the back, because it's like, I can't see what's going on back there, but at a certain point, you know, one's got to catch up to the other. So I just actually scheduled a haircut, which I'm thrilled about. Scheduled a haircut. And, it's a hair salon that all my friends have been going to, so it's my turn now, and I want to go and have matching haircuts with everyone. So I'm going to get my hair cut because in light of graduation, I figured I should look my best. Frightened for graduation, partly because I don't know what I'm going to freaking wear, okay? I don't know what I'm going to wear at graduation. I'm going to make it work with what I got, but really the problem is the shoes. It's a mess because you have to be able to walk in them. It's a mess. It's a mess shoe-wise. But that's all right. You know, we persevere. We'll figure it out. It's okay. It's going to be fine. Yeah, you know, it'll be okay. And, you know, more so than graduation. Because honestly, you know, graduation's nice. But I feel like more important for me will be the closing reception of the senior thesis show. Which, by the way, if you're around, you should come to. It's going to be on May 16th, I believe. Probably in the evening. But yeah, I've been working real hard on my senior thesis, obviously, and it's going to be shown for 2 weeks, I think, and yeah, it's going to be good. I think it's going to be great, and everything's going to get done in time, and I have really no, and if you think about it, this, for me, nothing. It's going to be so chill. It's going to be easy street from here until the end of April, okay? And we're not thinking about the research paper I have to do. And we're not thinking about the group project that I have. Okay? We're not thinking about those things. Because we can't. Because we don't have time. Because it's so easy. We don't have time to think about those things. Might seem a little counterintuitive, but that's how it's going. Okay? It's going to be great. Everything is going to be... Say it with me. 3, 2, 1. Fine. Exactly. So, yeah. You know what? It's going to be better than fine. It's going to be great. I would say. None of the professors I have spoken to my project to... They all are kind of hitting me with the same energy of, like, woof. Like, wouldn't want to be you, but I really want you to get this done and to have this be awesome because it's so awesome. But, like, this is going to suck while you do it is kind of the resounding message. Which only means it will be all the more satisfying when I win and I finish and it's awesome. You know? And it's important. Winning is always possible. Never forget that. Let's end today with some affirmations, shall we? You've been listening to the Slime Time Radio Hour with me, Janie. It's 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Touch Reform Radio. And we are ending today with some affirmations. Number one, everything will be great. Okay? Number two, winning is always possible. Okay? It's always possible. Never forget. And, yeah. Another affirmation, shoot, I only thought of two. Another affirmation, you know, there might be a wind chill today, but it's still, the feels like, still 50 degrees. So it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. The sun will come out eventually. It has to. It's kind of, that's its job. So maybe that's my last affirmation. And I'm going to leave you with some just wonderful music. Okay, I'm going to leave you with Cherry Pie by Sade. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next week. And have fun with DJ D after this. We'll be right back.
Thank you.